Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see this? The female deadlifting record, that's for weightlifting, has been smashed. Broken even. Yep, it's done. It's gone. It's out of here. By who? Oh, I love this. A male British rapper who goes by the name of Zuby. Haven't heard any of his work. Zuby says he only identifies as female while weightlifting. No other time. He doesn't look very female while weightlifting, but you know, that's not important. So he put a video out. He's really into weightlifting. He's really built. You see the picture of him. In which he identified as a female. And then announced he was going to break the British women's deadlift record. Without hardly trying. Quote, this is from the video he put online. I keep hearing about how biological men don't have any physical strength advantage over women in 2019, so watch me destroy the British women's deadlift record without trying. P.S. I identified as a woman while lifting the weight. Don't be a bigot. Zuby tweeted. Attaching a video of himself breaking the record. How are they going to handle this? No, I mean, is there going to be a believability factor? I mean, look, for a long time, and you know this is coming, I've been predicting somebody's going to gig this system. Somebody's going to do essentially what he did. In other words, just to prove the absurdity of it, somebody in some sport who is not transgender but is male is going to identify as a woman, break the record, and then unidentify. Then do essentially what he's done here, do a video on it laughing at everybody. At that point, does the record count? Or is athletic achievement now going to be decided by committee to examine how serious the person's transition actually was? I mean, how would he put an asterisk next to it? Well, he went back to being a male after breaking the women's record. I mean, I don't know how you do it. And I don't know why this wasn't legit. I mean, there are no rules. We're now watching Connecticut track records year after year fall only in women's sports, fall only to men who are transgender. Anyway, this was hilarious. He was basically like, yeah, it's easy to break the women's record. It's not any big thing. No big deal. And he did it right there on camera. I wonder if they'll count it. I guess they won't since it was a joke. But I mean, I thought records were supposed to be hard things, scientific things. Settled science, right? I mean, they clock you. You weigh in. Your dead weight lift. Those are measurable things. But yet the transition is not measurable. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to have athletic records decided by committee. Well, how serious was he about the transition? Well, it only lasted 30 minutes. All right, we're going to need a good 2 solid hours before we can count the record. I just feel bad for women who've worked all their lives. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. It's just madness. Texture writes, I love Zuby. He's a master troll of the whole transgender theology. Yeah, well, his goose is about as cooked as Martina Navratilova's then. Texture writes, is he just trolling everyone? I think so. Texture writes about my monologue earlier about being woke. I mean, like, truly woke. I was talking to new listeners to the show, which I need to do more often. Texture writes, what should you do if you've been awake for years and are tired now and just want to go back into dreamland and pretend all of this isn't really happening? Tune in to CNN and nothing else. That'll work. Or you could read the New York Times or the Washington Post, but not both. Because they've had a really bad fake news week. No. Things are going badly because while, you know, the Washington Post is declaring some things that Trump has said, that like that women are sexually assaulted on the way to the border, to be fake, the New York Times didn't get to memo, but they need to begin coordinating and reported that it was real. So they gave Trump, you know, three Pinocchios for making up the idea that women were, you know, bound with duct tape and it, you know, forced to come into the country. So no, that's fake. We don't know where he got it. None of the experts say that. And the New York Times reported was true. So, I mean, that's, if you're going to lie to the public at that level, I mean, you almost got to see mainstream media sources begin to, you know, collaborate so they get their story straight. So when you lie, you got to keep your story straight. It's a big job. I mean, they need to hire somebody to do that. Texter writes, the left's war on women is real. Get woke. Texter writes, Tara, I predict the first female Special Forces selectee will be a man identifying as a female. Texter writes, Tara, walk through this logical progression with me. Historically, high testosterone levels in athletic competition would disqualify somebody as a cheater. Nowadays, it's heralded. Does this mean that the Olympic Committee's anti-doping agencies and the NCAA compliance people will no longer be able to enforce standards against cheating? You know, I'm fascinated by this, but did you see what the Olympics just did? They're going to let men compete in women's sports this time. And what they've done is set a maximum testosterone level. Well, the thing is, you know, if you have testosterone at puberty, you're going to get the muscle mass. It doesn't matter if you start taking women's hormones to bring it back down. You still have an advantage. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know. I mean, if you're a woman, I mean, when women have gotten in trouble for doping, it's with testosterone. So I don't know. I mean, if they catch you with testosterone, can you later say that you were at the time identifying as a man, or do you have to do it before they catch you doping with testosterone? I mean, I don't know. There's no rule on it. So, I mean, it's going to be wide open this year at the Olympics. It's going to be just wide open.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.